I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, December 16th. There are still some free rapid at-home COVID-19 test kits available for Quincy residents. Quincy Health Commissioner Marley Casley says he has about 7,500 kits available to distribute, and anyone interested can call his office at 617-376-1275. 12,000 test kits were distributed to Manatt Community Health Center, South Shore YMCA, by the Bills and Mainspring, Quincy Community Action Programs, and the Quincy Housing Authority. Manatt Community Health Center will be holding a COVID-19 vaccination clinic at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy today from 1 to 7 p.m. All three approved vaccines will be available, and appointments are strongly encouraged. Minors do need permission from a parent or a guardian. Call 617-376-3000 or visit manattchc.org to make an appointment. The future of housing development in Quincy over the next 5 years will be discussed during an online webinar tonight. The city and the Metropolitan Area Planning Council are hosting the discussion, and residents can also comment online right through January 3rd. About their ideas and concerns regarding housing development in the city. A proposal for a four-story, 42-unit apartment building in West Quincy will be discussed during a virtual community meeting tonight. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci says the owner of the homes at Furnacebrook Parkway and Copeland Street wants to tear those down and put up the new building with a 37-space parking garage underneath. The virtual meeting will be held at 6 p.m. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito will be at Quincy City Hall today to announce a new Mass Works infrastructure grant for the city. Polito will be joined by House Speaker Ron Mariano, Mayor Thomas Koch, and Secretary of Housing and Economic Development Mike Keneally. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, December 16th.